podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
All right, I'm recording now.
Yeah, you better be recording now, you piece of shit.
Yeah, piece of shit. I'm flipping my allegiances this week, Noah. This week I'm on Tim's side.
That's not very nice.
No, because Tim's not ever on my side.
Nope. I mean, yep.
It's like
usually.
An abusive relationship. I just keep going back.
He's ever usually on your side. I'm always on your side. Team Andy.
I know.
I'm always on your side.
You were always on my Disney.
It's a good song.
Stop hopping on. I thought that was your resolution. You're hopping on.
No, I said I would still hop into songs. That was explicitly still on the
menu.
You
didn't hop into the song. You would have gone to the next verse, not repeated the chorus again. You son of a bitch.
Your mom's not a bitch, Andy.
But my dad was.
Ouch.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we do a little listener email. We talk about poop, social networks, apologetics, diet soda being evil, and giving blood. Wow, that's a lot of shit to talk about. Anyway, when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
We hope. Presumably.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N inside your mother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's inside your mama. Fucking her.
Fuckception.
Or finger in her.
No, it's the end.
Or you could be your bung.
Inside.
That's the exact voice I use.
Or he could have hollowed out her body and wearing her skin, and now Noah is in a your mom suit.
That's frightening.
He's wearing an Edgar suit.
Edgar. Edgar suit.
I don't know why. I really like that part. And her little tiny character.
Yeah.
Edgar suit.
So do we want to start off the show with how is everyone's week, or do we want to start off with listener email?
Let's just jump into a listener email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Tancast! Listener email!
All right, well, let me go find that email that I was referencing.
Okay, while you do that, I am going to tell you that I got an email from Rockin' Roger. That's it, Andy. What was that?
Nothing.
Oh, deedly deedly deed. Got it.
I'm yes! Tweedly deedly goddamn deed.
Ah, yes. Yes. He says, Andy.
What was that, Tim?
He says, Noah, shut the fuck up and let Andy finish this email. Andy, if you want me to take care of those individuals who have found out your identity, just say the word. You guys are the best, and no one messes with my Tancast. I'll punch them out for you. Thanks for making us smile. Rockin' Roger. Unofficial Tancast bodyguard. P.S. The word is Nixon. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I mispronounced that. The word is Nixon! I think that's
it. Oh, it was all capitals?
No, there's an exclamation mark in there, though. I felt I should exclaim it.
All right.
So thank you, Roger, and I'll let you know.
We got muscle. Don't fuck with Tancast.
Roger's fucking
huge.
Don't fuck with Roger.
He punches
his
friends in the mouth. Do you understand what's going on now? Imagine if he doesn't like you.
Oh, that story still tickles me.
If we ever do a live show, we can have him be our bouncer.
Yeah.
He's just down on the stage giving everybody mean mugging looks.
Step back, hoi polloi.
Just pointing at people.
And his eyes. His one finger at them, two fingers at his eyes.
I'm watching you. Every step you take, every move you make.
All right, I got an email from Grace. It came back in 12/12/13, so we're on our shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pre-Christmas email.
It's a whole other year.
And I'm sure her friend has already taken this flight, but...
Oh, no.
It's been a long time since I messaged you all. Sorry, I love you all and still listen, but I have a question. Well, really, kind of a favor that also helps you. Yeah, it's 1 a.m. and I'm working on Christmas presents for people anyway. So I have a friend who's a performer at Disneyland. Not that that really matters. And I told him about you all when I was last hanging out with him. He's going on a flight to Germany soon. I think it's going to be a long flight, and I think he would enjoy listening to y'all. He's a total man-child and still thinks poop is hilarious. Not that
poop
it isn't.
Poop is hilarious.
Not that it isn't, Andy, but anyway. Huh? She didn't put the Andy part.
Did she actually say
no.
Andy?
No,
or
no.
Did that just work out?
that just worked out.
That's going to freak me out a little.
I was wondering which episodes would you recommend to him? Which episodes are poop-tastic? LOL, he'd probably find you all hilarious, and you'd get another fan. I know I'm going to send him the episode I wrote, but what other ones? Thanks again, you guys are still awesome. I still listen to you guys. Love always, your number one red-headed Disney freak.
Yeah, I bet he already did take that flight.
Probably. Timeliness.
Well, you know, I've been working on Time Machine, guys.
Okay.
And we're going to go back in time at some point and read this email earlier.
Okay. Great Scott!
No.
Oh, wait, I meant HJs!
Wibbly wobbly tan cast poop.
Oh, I took a wibbly wobbly poop the other day.
So there was episode 14, 3 Men and a Baby plus Poop. That was one of our premier poop episodes.
Are you serious?
Andy had just come back from having his baby. And instead of talking about cute, adorable baby things, I think we talked about Sarah Palin's daughter having nice tits and poops.
Yep, that sounds like
us. You have a good memory, sir.
That's what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 3 Men and a Baby plus poo, not poop.
Oh, man. We better go back and change the title.
Yep. Get that extra
I do remember trying to, like, search through our archives, but I didn't always tag things with shit when we talked about it, so I don't remember.
Yeah, man, there should be a tag.
It is. There is a shit tag. And a poop tag. Hang on. Let me go to tagcast.com.
/tags.
/Tim, where you can buy 3 O'Clock Parade. Still available for a pay what you think is fair download. Oh, that comedy is timeless.
I think $1 million is fair.
I totally think it's fair.
We could make this episode about poop.
We could.
All right. It sounds like Andy had a poop story brewing.
No, I just choked a toilet. That was all. It's always unfortunate when you got to use the plunger to kind of break the poo up so that it can be plunged down.
Oh, that is a bad one.
Because that always makes you question the plunger after. Like, what? I'm just going to leave this in the toilet. I'm just going to pee around it from now on.
I remember one time when my mom was dating a guy, and I was at his little apartment, and I took a poop. And it didn't go down. And he came back. He's like, you're going to have to go break that in half. I was like, oops.
Sorry, mister.
And sometimes, you know, when I go in someone's restroom and I feel like I have a big one brewing, and I look around just to see if I have a plunger in case, it always makes me a little nervous if they don't. I'm like, oh, I hope this doesn't clog anything up.
Oh. You know, the backup for the plunger is always the toilet brush. Although, you thought you questioned the plunger. That's all smooth surfaces.
Oh, man.
There you go, Grace.
Do you have
so open it up. This episode is what we're saying. Take this episode back in time with you and give it to your fecophiliac friend.
You have any wonderful poop stories, Tim?
Not really. I hate when you have to poop right before an intimate moment.
Oof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, man, this will kill the mood one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I don't, I'll be fighting crampy poop feelings.
Uh-huh.
If I do, the bathroom will radiate my horror show.
I think the worst thing about being a dude is, like, if you ever take too long in the bathroom, not the worst thing, obviously, it's like everyone knows, like, what you're doing. It's like you're taking a really long pee. Like, women can take, you know, a while in the bathroom, you know, maybe they could do one or the other.
Man, that is the worst thing about being a dude.
Yep, not prostate cancer.
The worst thing. Everyone knows you pooped.
Oh, man, everybody knows I pooped.
I think we need to create a line of t-shirts that are kind of like, remember those ones that were like body heat activated? So when you were in middle school, you could see girls' boobs. We need one of those that's like shit smell activated. So just you walk out of the bathroom and just your shirt says, I shat, and people just know.
Why? Noah's saying one of the worst things is about when people know, so why would we make a product designed to let people know?
I am saying that if we get all the guys on board, we can just own this. We can get ahead of this thing.
Fucking, we can't get more than 7 guys on board listening to the show.
Yeah, but guys, 7 of you that are listening, why do we gotta play defense? Why can't we be proactive about this?
I think you're alone,
Andy.
Just
walk out of that bathroom, your shirt says I pooed. Your shirt says you pooed. My shirt knows what's up.
I think you're alone, Andy.
Check the back of my shirt. It says I'm going to fuck your mom later.
Alone.
I know.
Wait, alone?
Forever alone.
Oh, Andy's alone.
Yes, Andy's forever alone.
I thought you were saying, I thought responding to him fucking the mother alone.
With an audience.
You know what? I still have a link to my MySpace on my my page here on the Tancast page. That is going to change right now.
Oof.
Tim, you should go back to MySpace. It's making a comeback.
Fuck MySpace and its asshole.
Do you think, I mean, obviously I'm sure at some point, right? But how long do you think it's going to be before Facebook gets unseated by something else?
That's a damn good question.
I don't know. I thought Google Plus was going to do it, but whew, that was a big whiff.
I guess the biggest reason is like everyone I know is on Facebook, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's that whole theory of network effects. There we go. Where like the more people that you know that use something, the more valuable that thing is. So like the larger the network size something has, the more useful it is. But it's not like linear. It's like exponential growth or some shit like that. But there was something going on I don't remember if it was NPR or some other news thing I was listening to. Because I think it was Purdue just put out that study where they're like, Facebook's going to lose 80% of its users by 2017 or something like that. Based on the number of people who are Googling Facebook. And then like comparing that same trend to MySpace. So Facebook put out some sort of response that was like, yep, and we're going to run out of air by 2050, and like showed the same graph for air, for searches for oxygen or something like that. Yeah, just proving that it's like, this is bullshit. This is stupid. But the rejoinder to that on the news was somebody pointing out, it's like, yeah, teenagers aren't really getting on Facebook because their parents and their grandparents are on Facebook. So teenagers are using things more like Snapchat and shit. Teenagers keep going to where their parents aren't. So there's probably eventually going to be an end to Facebook because, well, then again, teenagers are just a little chunk of the society. Eventually they're going to grow up, and maybe at that point they do want a friend granny. Maybe it's just while they're teenagers. I don't know is what I'm saying. That's a lot of words to say.
Here's what I want to know. When the fuck is LinkedIn going to stop?
That's a damn good question.
LinkedIn needs to fucking die. They send me emails all the time. All the fucking time.
Yeah.
I think I've logged in twice.
I mean,
even
I think
before
for
I logged
people
in,
who use
everybody's
it,
like, you yeah. want to.
That's the thing, is I think it's a lot of people using it sending you the emails, not necessarily.
They're
like,
not sending me the emails.
No?
No, no, like, no, I'm saying
trying to friend you, like, get in touch with you, shit like that.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, blah, 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 wants you to add him to his LinkedIn network. I don't care.
Yeah.
Hey, just a reminder, blah, 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 once you add him to his network, don't care. Hey, final reminder. Well, you could have done that the first time.
See,
I need your reminders.
I thought the whole original point of LinkedIn was like, hey, this is going to be like the curated list of people that you not only have worked with in the past or work with now, but the people that you would be like, that you would be a reference for. So that LinkedIn was supposed to be like a, these are the people that I will vouch for and they will vouch for me. And then the people that will vouch for them will start to link together that network. So when somebody's looking for a job and somebody goes, hey, friend of friend, you know this shit, and I'm willing to vouch for them, and they're willing to vouch for you, so why don't you come interview for that?
I think for the people who use it, it is useful.
Yeah, like, but fucking recruiters are always trying to add me. I'm like, I don't know you, and you're in, goddamn Montana.
God has damned Montana.
I'm not going to move to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and do my shit. No. I'm going to live in a city with a few million people. That way, if I lose my job, there's another one around somewhere. I got to play
I can't stand it. And then they send emails like, hey, do you know this about LinkedIn? No, and I don't care. Kill yourself.
You know, Tim, they'd probably email you less if you logged in more.
I don't know that's true.
Mm.
I only logged in because I thought it would stop the emails. They're fine. I logged there. I've created an account. I accepted all these people. Hooray. They're all in my network. Stop talking to me.
He's alive. Quick, email him a lot.
Yeah, now they know.
Yeah, they do. When John Oliver was hosting The Daily Show, he was talking about, he said,
"No longer will we allow the government to take our personal information. We will keep it where it belongs, on Facebook, on Google, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Vine, and on LinkedIn, even though I keep telling LinkedIn to stop sending me emails. Leave me alone, LinkedIn. Will this do it, LinkedIn? I'm on television. Unsubscribe. I'm unsubscribing with my mouth. I don't even understand what you do, LinkedIn. You seem to have monetized irritating people."
It's just socially acceptable spam for no goddamn reason. Fuck you, LinkedIn.
Tim hates
If
you.
I need to talk to one of these stupid people, I will just kill myself. Problem solved. Too soon?
No.
All right.
Tim, it's never too soon for you to kill yourself.
Oh!
Boom!
Well played, sir. Well played.
Thank you. I'm just going to rest on those laurels for the rest of 2014.
It's not going to get much better than that.
Hey, Tim, I'm calling back. One.
The time we counted all the funny things he said that year.
Yeah.
So here's something I wanted to talk about. So I sent this podcast episode to Tim, but he couldn't get into it because the robotic voice. It was a while
back.
Oh,
yeah. Which one was that?
It was 99% Invisible.
Yeah, I was 99% not interested.
But when they, a little further in the episode, they get into this thing called design apologetics. And it's like, it's a way of looking at movies, right? And when people make, like, some mistake, like in Star Wars, where, like, you can hear the sound of the, everything blowing up or flying, and, you know, you can't hear that in space. They're, like, they find some way to explain why they did that. Like, maybe the reason. So, in Star Wars, during the fighter battle, it's their interface. So, it's easier just to hear where the other fighter is, as opposed to keep looking down at a radar.
That would make sense for spatial awareness in a space battle. I'm going to go with him on that one.
Okay. So they also did... have you seen Logan's Run, Andy?
Yes.
So there's that thing where he's trying to find a sex partner.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it keeps bringing up... Like, it brings up men and, you know, people he finds unattractive, right?
Uh-huh.
And so this one guy was saying maybe it was designed that way to make it so... you won't be so picky. So he based on this game called The 11th Man. And basically you're sitting in like a coffee shop or someplace and you say, you know, okay, you have to pick someone to have sex with. And if you, within 10 people, if you don't, you have to have sex with the 11th person no matter what. And so when you first play the game, you'll kind of be more selective and then, you know, maybe you'll get, you know, you'll reject all 10 people and then 11th person is a granny. Where after you play the game for a while, you start being less selective and kind of find reasons to have sex with them. And they're saying, like, maybe that's why they designed this system where, like, you can't pick if you want male or female, a certain age range. There's no options beyond going to the next person, and you can't go back.
Interesting. That's possible, and it's been a long-ass time since I've seen Logan's Run, but I also felt like there was a lot of stuff going on. Because he winds up getting selected to be, you know, like up for death too early, so that he's sort of forced to go on this mission. But there was other stuff going on in the early part of the movie that I always felt like it was kind of alienating him anyway. Like it was kind of preparing him to go be a runner. Like there's not a lot there for him, so he may as well.
Maybe, but I just thought it was an interesting thing, and I was like, yeah. I was wondering if we could, like, if there are any movies like you thought of, or any of us could think of that, where, like, why did they do it that way? And maybe there was a design reason for that. Or maybe not.
You know, I'd felt that way about Independence Day, and how they hack into the alien ship, until Tim pointed out to me that there was deleted scenes that, like, set up. That Jeff Goldblum had been analyzing the alien signals and he'd been like working on what their command codes were. So where he'd basically been like, you know, it wasn't just like, oh, I have a Mac and a Mac can hack anything kind of bullshit, where he'd actually been like like reverse engineering their communication protocols and then use that to hack in.
Like he'd hacked into the computer of the one that was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed him figuring that out. Like he wasn't just like, okay, I've got my Mac. Here's hoping and send.
Yep. You should blow up. Well, we got to do whatever we hear. So,
why did they cut that out, Tim? Did they say?
Probably just pacing reasons.
Yeah.
The movie was pretty long as it was. I'm sure they were shaving off bits left and right.
But that's a little bit different though, because like there's a scene that explains that. They're just saying like, you know, take the movie as it is. You know, what would be the design reason for having this way? And I feel like there was other examples, but I don't remember them now. But it's interesting. I'm like, I never really thought of that way. Like, oh, there's a reason we did it this way.
Well,
like there's a lot of people who say that. I think we've talked about this on the show before. The thing people complain about Superman flying the world backwards and having that reverse time, that wouldn't work. And they're saying that Superman actually just flew so fast that he went back in time, and so it looked like the Earth was spinning backwards.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But what they fail to take into account is several scenes later, he spins the Earth back the other direction. So I don't know if flying one direction really fast is supposed to make the world go backwards. And flying the other direction really... making Superman go back in time, but flying the other direction really fast is supposed to make him go into the future.
I mean...
But what everyone misses, and they sort of touched on this on the How It Should Have Ended, is that... So, Lex Luthor's got Superman there, and he says, even with your great speed, you couldn't stop both these missiles. Yet a scene, you know, a couple scenes later, he flies around the world in less than a second.
Mm-hmm.
So easily he could have grabbed both missiles.
Yeah.
Spun around the world once, grab one missile, spun around the world a second time, grab the other missile. 2 seconds have gone by.
Which missiles? These missiles?
Before he even finished saying his sentence.
Yep, that's how it ended, the how it should have ended. Sorry, spoilers.
I was wondering, while we were watching Thor 2, which we've now seen, that's how my week was, the Asgard guards have, like, these kind of Jabba the Hutt-esque land speeder things as sort of, like, their patrol vessels for, like, their own airspace. It just seems, like, really exposed up on top to, you know, like, missile fire, guns, whatever. And I'm also trying to figure out, there's plenty of shit that Thor does with his hammer, where it's like the hammer is a projectile, or, you know, it summons lightning and throws the lightning and all the rest of that stuff. But there's so many other people that seem to fight with swords, and it's like just swords. Like, I'm pretty sure a sniper could fuck up your whole week, dude. And if you say, okay, they're Asgardians, they're super tough, and, you know, you can shoot them with bullets all you want. Like, well, yes, but... Clearly, they can make swords that can kill each other. Why can't they just make bullets out of the same material?
Madness?
Or laser rifles or something. I don't know. Dune, they had a whole, like, conceit of people having personal shields where fast-moving things like projectiles couldn't make it through, but something slow, like a knife stabbing you, could get through.
Or a slow-moving bullet. Spoiler.
What?
There's a scene where this guy shoots like a slow-moving bullet at one of the guys, and it's you can see it going through the shield, isn't there?
Is there? Because I'm pretty sure gravity takes a hold at some point.
I'm pretty sure there's a scene where like
the whole point, like gravity takes hold the whole time. Bullets fall just as fast as everything else. It's just they go a lot farther while they're falling. That's the whole point.
Or maybe he invented some bullet that was going through a shield really slow.
Like a little helicopter bullet.
Wait, fucking haven't you seen the movie, Andy?
It's been a long time.
That's your excuse for everything.
It has. It's also been a long time since I rock and rolled.
All right.
I mean, it's also been a long time since I've seen it, but for some reason I have that vague
Man,
scene.
Man, you're both so full of shit. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Well, let's both talk about this movie we both half remember.
Yep.
And then let's try and do fine detail plot point adjustments. With our superior half-remembered knowledge.
Yep.
That's how we do it.
Yep, it is how we do.
I just know Captain Picard in it was in it, and he's still bald.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was like a while ago. Like, damn, Captain Picard.
Oh, you can go back earlier than that, and he was bald. He did a bunch of, like, Shakespeare movies before Dune.
So there you go.
I think that's what it says on his resume. A bunch of Shakespeare movies.
Yep. A bunch of Shakespeare, Dune, Star Trek, extras.
Ah, I love that scene from Extras.
I was just rewatching that the other day. It's a good scene. But it's too late because I've seen everything.
Well, I've seen everything.
Well, you have to go out there and make it so. Have you ever seen Star Trek?
Who thought, like, that he would become such, like, I don't know. He just seems like such a charming fella.
Apparently, it was working on Star Trek The Next Generation that did it. Because apparently he got there and he was, like, super uptight and, like, uber professional. But, like, if anybody was joking around on set, he'd get mad at them. So I think it was Frakes who started doing things like to prank him. Like to basically force him to deal with the fact that he was too uptight. And I guess like they finally broke him at some point and he was like, fuck it, fine. And started to actually relax and have fun.
And now look at him. Ian McKellen are hanging out like two best buds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they tell the story in a lot of the conventions, like that at one point somebody told him to lighten up or have a little fun or something. He's like, we are not here to have fun. We are here to work. Which, first of all, did Patrick Stewart just join us on the call? Second of all.
That was actually pretty good, Tim.
Second of all, you just have to imagine him standing in that goofy Star Trek uniform.
We are here to work. While he tries to pull it down from his balls.
No, because that was back when they all had the little onesies.
That would probably be like a good like design apologetic. It's like, like, why did they always have to readjust their outfit? Like, can they design an outfit in the future that just fit right?
That didn't ride up when you sit down?
Yeah, exactly.
It's tricky to do with the unitard, Noah.
Well, by the time he started adjusting it, it wasn't the... Well, that's not true. I guess he would adjust the unitard, too, but he would also adjust the two-piece.
That's true.
And a biscuit.
Yep.
Biscuits.
Another design apologetics is, why does the fucking uniform change? Like, it'd be like that if the Navy or the, you know, the Army just changed uniforms every 20 years. Drastically. Not even every 20 years. By the time Next Gen rolled around, like 3 years later, uniform change. 4 more years later, drastic uniform change.
The Deep Space Nine one?
Well, so 4 more years later, like random, like half-assed uniform change where some people are wearing like the jumpsuit and some people are wearing the actual uniform. And then a year later, they're all wearing the fucking gray thing on top with the black all the way down on the bottom.
Yep.
It'd be like the Army's all of a sudden, okay, fuck green, we're all blue now. 3 years later, you know what? Going back to green. 4 more years. Brown, everybody. It's brown. We're doing brown now.
If it's not brown, flush it down.
4 years after that, wearing red again. Sorry, I still maintain that would make a funny, but I'm not funny enough to do that parody.
Nice try. Do you think in the future, when they make their food out of, what's that thing, the replicator?
Uh-huh.
Do you think they can make anything they want with less calories? Like, you know, I want a hamburger deep fried in Twinkie batter. Like, they can make it and only have, like, 100 calories.
How many fat fuckers did you see on Star Trek?
Not a lot.
Yep.
If any? Was there any? I'm sure there was some.
I mean, unless you count Riker. Sort of ballooned up after those season 2 checks started coming in.
He got a little more beef on him, but I think Scotty is kind of the...
Oh, yeah, Scotty's the only really fat one.
But that's in the movies.
So how come they're not eating even all the time? Like, wait, I can make anything I want?
Troy is always having chocolate.
Yep.
I mean, I assume so, because they made alcohol that doesn't actually get you drunk.
Yeah, that's
true.
Oh,
no. Wait. The intoxicating effects can be easily dismissed. That is the official description of synthahol.
So maybe it's that like they've got synthahol and then they got a pill where it's like, oh, back on station.
And what about, like, why wouldn't you just invent the most fucked up shit you could? Like on a Twinkie, a hamburger, hot dog, fried chicken mashup. Do it.
Noah's got some sort of Twinkie hamburger fetish today.
I know.
I want a Twinkie, and I want a hamburger, and I don't want to have to eat two things.
And I want a ham Twinkie. That's where you take a hamburger, and you just stick the goo from a Twinkie right in the middle of the hamburger while it's cooking.
Yeah, I want it. Give it to me.
They weren't very creative with their food choices.
My Noah impression is almost as good as my Patrick Stewart. Noah has a weird accent for some reason.
Hey guys, I want a hamburger, a Twinkie. Oh, why are you talking like that? I don't know.
I think Ross Perot took over my body.
When I want a Twinkie.
I start to sound a little like a shitty Elvis impersonator.
I was thinking Ross Perot. Can I finish?
Listen, I can't believe in a Twinkie hamburger combination that likes to see it, taste it, touch it, pass through my lower intestine.
Take it out of the toilet, stick my Peter right inside.
Whoa. That's Dana Carvey doing Ross Perot.
Oh, good old Dana. Where is he?
He was sick for a long time.
But he's not dead, is he?
Up near you, actually. He's up in Mill Valley.
Oh. Ooh, I'm going to go visit him.
On his ranch?
I believe there's a show on Tuesday nights at a place called the Throckmorton in Mill Valley where he performs regularly.
Oh,
have you seen him?
I have been on that same show with him once.
Oh, excellent.
I mean, we weren't together improvising or anything. I'm like, okay, I'll be Wayne, you be Garth, why am I being led off stage? Okay, you can be Wayne, whatever.
It's my time. It's my time to be the first fiddle.
So, Star Trek.
Oh.
So, Star Trek indeed.
How the fuck
was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it weak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Dandy. Jim Dandy.
Mmm.
I don't know, anything amazing happened.
Mmm.
I created some official TanCast Valentine's Day cards.
Ooh.
They say, ask me about the free sex, and a big heart on the front. And then you open it, it says, I think something like limited time offer, supplies are limited, satisfaction guaranteed, or something like that.
Offer not valid in Ohio.
Oh, is that what it says?
No, it's just...
Well, then fucking shut up! Just don't piggyback! Don't do it!
Well, I guess I broke my New Year's resolution.
You piece of shit.
Fuck it.
Whew, I haven't, and man, I want some soda sometime. Like, man, now...
Oh.
Fast food without soda is not as good as fast food with soda. Just letting you know.
Oh, right.
Oh, it was... Hang on. Back to the greeting card. Quality service. Satisfaction guaranteed. Some assembly required.
Excellent.
Happy Valentine's Day. Your name here. Send that to your lady.
Yeah.
And watch her moisten up.
Or your fella. And watch him moisten up.
Or just watch yourself moisten up if you're a lady. What the fuck? Yeah.
And you don't want diet. But could you have diet?
I could, but, I mean, I could also slam my dick in a door. I don't want to do that either.
Uh-huh. Or drink camel piss.
Diet is awful. Did we talk about this last week? Diet soda is fucking awful.
Have you tried Coke Zero?
Yes, I've tried Coke Zero. You know why they call it Coke Zero? It has zero flavor.
No, it's delicious. Tastes pretty close to Coke.
You know what the key to flavor is? Goddamn sugar. Real sugar. Or even high fructose corn syrup. As long as it's actual sweetness. Not this ungodly abomination called NutraSweet or whatever they put in fucking Coke Zero. Salt. That's what it feels like. They're like, instead of sugar, we replace it with salt.
Coke Zero's good.
We just put some Coke sugar in salt in ocean water and we slapped it on the shelf. Enjoy that, bitch.
So delicious.
Tastes like chemical burns.
Noah, you raise a good counter argument, which is just to say it is delicious over and over again.
Yes.
So good. Best thing since sliced bread.
The only diet soft drink I kind of like is Diet Cherry Pepsi, because somehow the cherry counteracts the diet. But even then, not enough.
They have Coke Zero Cherry. So, I guess my thing is, like, sure, it does not taste as good as Coke, right? But it's better than not having it, but I guess you don't view it that way.
No.
No,
like, I could either watch... Well, this is back in the day when both shows were good. I could either watch Transformers or not watch anything, or watch GoBots. If I can't watch Transformers, I'm not watching anything.
I would have watched GoBots.
Mm.
Of course you would, you piece of shit.
Because Noah's willing to settle. No, think about it this way. It's like, I could have sex with this beautiful lady, or I could not have sex, or I could try to fuck this porcupine.
Wow!
Which of those things are you going to do?
But it's not like you can have sex with a beautiful lady. That's the problem.
Yes,
every once in a while, he can have sex with a beautiful lady.
Yes. Okay, so how about this? You could not have any sex at all, or you could go ahead and fuck that porcupine.
Drinking Diet Coke is not painful.
It is to me. It's painful to my taste buds.
It hurts my soul.
My taste buds say nay.
It hurts my very soul.
You guys are ridiculous.
It's awful. I don't know what to tell you.
It's delicious. I rest my case.
So I guess Noah's argument boils down to shut the fuck up, Tim.
Well, he's got a point.
Yeah, can't argue.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, that was my week.
Okay.
I hated diet soda, but I had one. Oh, the problem is I left. What I, you know, I've been telling you, like, I have one like regular size soda, and I but in the bottle form, so I take a little bit of it throughout the week. Uh-huh. For some reason, it got flat really early this week, and I was like, oh, now I'm drinking flat soda.
Aww.
Still better than nothing.
It's still better than diet.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm fucking an ugly chick. At least it's better than a porcupine.
Exactly. I still have to tell my friends I'm drinking this flat soda. Wait, I've just told all 12 people I know. How about you guys? How was your week?
Saw Thor 2.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about a shit.
Tanflix.
It was good. I feel kind of like with Independence Day that there was shit missing explaining like what was up with the Dark Elves and like exactly what they meant by trying to get rid of the light or unmake the universe or whatever. Like I felt like there was a bunch of pseudoscientific shit that got cut out and backstory about character motivations or what have you. But still enjoyed it. There was good humor. There was good oh shit moments. There was good fight scenes. Got to see a lot more of Asgard.
Yeah, I'd like to get a piece of Asgard.
Got to see some Edges Elba. Mm-hmm.
I prefer my ass unguarded.
what'd we tell you about piggybacking?
No, I think that one was mine. I think that was unique enough that I can claim credit. In fact, fuck you both, too.
Fuck you both. T-O-O or fuck T-W-O. You both to fuck harder?
No, that was number two.
Oh, okay.
How the hell else was my week? It was cold here again. Yeah, ponds and shit started to freeze over again. That was
Did
fun.
Did you skate on them?
Not Tim. It's going to have to be a deep, long freeze. Yeah. Before I can get out onto the ice.
Are you saying you're fat?
I am indeed saying I'm fat. I'm saying I bear a more than passing resemblance to the Forever Alone guy.
Ah.
I'm just chin and wrinkles.
All right. So, it was cold and there was Thor 2.
Yeah, it was cold. I think that was it. I think it was just, you know, random family. Get up, go to work, drive home, spend time with family, try to sleep. I did have really, really weird dreams on, like, it was Wednesday night. Because Thursday, I might have had an early morning meeting. So I still had to drag my ass to work. And when I got to work, discover no, the meeting was canceled because the people we were going to be meeting with just didn't even show up.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah, and I was on like maybe 4 hours of sleep, but probably closer to three, probably more like three. Because every time I fell asleep, I was dreaming of like surviving with my family in this weird post-apocalyptic wasteland. And sometimes there was, you know, kind of like roving bands of humans like Mad Max, and other times it was like alien invasion, but like no matter what, the world was ending and it was up to me to try to keep my family alive and shit like that. It was all just desperation and you know, raiding houses for supplies and fighting off things, bandits or whatever. But the worst part of it was like I'd wake up and think, oh, I gotta dream about something else, and my scumbag brain would start being like, well, wait a minute, there's a whole lot of things about surviving the apocalypse that you just haven't even considered. Like, if a lot of people are suddenly gone, did all their pets die? If not, that's a lot of feral dogs. You probably should think about how best to build, like, pit traps and whatnot around your house to keep the feral dogs away. No, brain, I really don't want to think about architecting. No, you really ought to. And dogs can jump, so they're going to have to be kind of some high walls. You should probably reinforce those, though, because otherwise the first rain is going to make those walls slump, and then you just have kind of a little crater, and they can just run right through that. Like, you really need to make sure that it's a good drop. Fuck you, brain, I would really like to sleep right now. And if there's aliens, like, do you want to, like, maybe send some people that you don't care about to, like, try to go make first contact with them to see if they're friendly or not? You should probably pick the people who are most worthless. Brain, I'm fat, and I'm approaching middle age, and I'm a suburban dad who deals with tech all day, every day. I am one of the useless people who would be going out to deal with the aliens. Just let me sleep. None of these are situations you would have to plan for, because I would be one of the people dying in the apocalypse, not one of the survivors hanging on by his fingernails.
Okay.
All right.
So that was my Wednesday.
Did you straighten that out?
Yeah. So I got to work dragging ass, discovered I didn't have to be there. I was like, fuck, I could have worked from home. I could have taken a nap for lunch.
A lunch nap.
Yep. I'm sure there's a way to cleverly combine those words, but I'm not that guy. Not today. So how the fuck was Noah's week?
It was good.
Mm-hmm. How many butts did you put it in? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Zero. 0 out of 0.
Oh, so zero
well,
successes
good.
Out of
that's
zero.
That's better than
attempts.
0 out of like 3.
Yeah.
I gave blood.
To who?
Anally?
No. Oh. To.
Is that a way of saying you got into a fist fight?
No. To people in need.
So just walking down the street like, it's my birthday and people are texting me. Hey, homeless guy, you look sad. Here.
I just opened
you
up a vein.
You know they're just going to use that blood for alcohol and drugs.
I just opened up a vein. Did I tell you that you've ever had sexual contact with a man even once in your life, they won't allow you to give blood in the United States?
What?
Yes.
I thought that I'd read that they'd stopped that, like, a year ago.
Nope.
Oh.
I mean, it's still a question they ask.
Huh.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't give blood, does it?
Yes.
I guess I can't give blood. Wait, do you count as a man?
No.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You
I give
idiot.
I have had so much sexual contact with one specific dude who will remain nameless.
Andy. His name is Andy.
Shh. Don't out me.
I just think that's so odd.
I would agree with you. That is odd.
Like it doesn't seem to care. Like, you know, I've had, if you know, like, it didn't ask, like, have you ever had, you know, unprotected sex with every woman you've had sex with? It's just like, you've had sexual contact with one guy. Hey, we don't want you.
Yeah, I think a better question would be, have you ever fucked someone raw dog from Craigslist? If yes, GTFO.
So
your answer could be, yes, my boyfriend and I met in high school. We were virgins when we've met, and we've been monogamous our entire lives together. And that would still rule you out.
Yes.
Wow.
It doesn't make sense.
No. Well, okay. Apparently, there's a higher risk of STD transmission just from the act of anal. But not even, like, all guys who are gay
have
do
anal sex. Yeah, this is
true.
But
and you have that same risk factor if you're a dude banging girls up the butt. That should be the question.
Do you bang up the butt? Not who you bang up the butt
do
with.
Do you bareback up the butt? There.
Bareback up the butt.
Yeah.
And other novels by Nicholas Sparks.
You sure that's not a Tom Clancy?
I think that's the new Chris Pine Jack Ryan movie.
Oh yes, I think so. Jack Ryan, bareback
up
the butt.
The butt.
Yeah, it just seems like we have a test to figure out if you have HIV. So some places will defer you for like a certain amount of time, I guess, in case you do have HIV, they can, you know, it will show up in your system.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of places where your deferral is indefinite.
Because you know what, we have this just surplus of people donating blood. What we have to do is whittle it down, because we have so much blood. We just have blood everywhere. Like, oh man, how are we gonna use all this blood? Well, I've been washing my face with it, and I used it to put a second coat on my car, because we just have so much blood. So we had to say, hey, I have an idea. Let's not let any of the queers donate blood. Brilliant. Now we'll get the blood manageable to a point where people are fucking dying in hospitals because we don't have enough blood. Perfect. Nailed it. All right. Call it a day, everybody. Who wants to go golfing? Oh, me.
No, that's a horrible future, Tim, because then cars are going unpainted, steaks unmarinated.
I just like someone washing their face in it.
Yeah, it's a funny visual.
It is.
Splash, splash, splash.
Oh, just the smell when you towel it off and the towel sits there for a little while.
Gets all crispy.
Oh.
Just a bloody face print in the towel.
So yeah, they actually called me, like, I gave blood once, and I've been meaning to go back, and I haven't. And then they actually called me. I think they called me because there's a shortage. Like, we need to start contacting people.
Oh, maybe you need to fucking stop turning away gay people. You ever think about that? San Francisco? Maybe that's why there's a shortage.
It's whoever, who decides, it's like a bigger governmental agency. So it's not, you know, individual places. It's just like the big government agency is saying, these are the guidelines.
I'm just saying, there's a shortage in San Francisco. Why?
Well, but right, but San Francisco.
Is there anything about our policies that might be causing the shortage? I don't think so. Back to golfing.
San Francisco can't make that choice. It's a government agency that's saying, hey, we're not going to take this blood, you know, from men who have sex with men. Since it's a national registry.
Well, where do the Republicans stand on that one? Because on one hand, they don't like the government, the federal government, telling them the local shits what to do. But then again, the federal government is telling them to discriminate against gay people.
Oh, no, Tim, that's always an easy question to answer. You just have to ask, is it something that they hate? Abortion? All about the federal government's business. Weed? All about the federal government's business. Brown people voting? All about the government's business.
No.
Yes.
Brown people voting was left up to the states recently.
That's why I didn't say federal.
Ah. But no, but they're all about states' rights.
Well, not when it comes to legalizing weed, because they've flipped the fuck out about Colorado and Washington.
Have they?
Yeah. Also, gay marriage, Defense of Marriage Act. Yeah.
I have a question.
No,
for
I'm
you.
Not saying that all Republicans, because there are some who take a principled stand and believe in a clear separation of focus for state government, local government, and federal government. But I'm saying that the National Party and the shit that their leaders are doing, it's very clear that it's, well, we'll just use whatever we need to do to get exactly what we want. We're going to start from the end and work back from there.
Noah has a question.
Sorry.
And then we got to go.
Oh, I was just going to ask, with these places legalizing weed, does that mean anyone could smoke it, or do you still need to have, like, a special card?
The ones that have legalized it for recreational use, so the two that have legalized recreational use, you have to be, I think it's over 21. It might even be higher than 21, but I'm pretty sure it's 21. You cannot take it outside the state, I think.
And you can't have, like, a certain amount of stuff?
Yeah.
You don't have to have, like, a special I-can-smoke-weed card.
So the other question is, if that becomes legal in your state, one of your states, would you guys smoke it?
Nope. Much like cigarettes are legal in my state, and I don't smoke those.
This is very true.
I wouldn't smoke
it. Alcohol is legal in my state. Well, I guess I occasionally have imbibed alcohol. But...
Yeah. Yeah, same here. I don't drink nearly like I used to. I occasionally imbibe, but I don't think I'd smoke it, but I might try, you know, like an edible.
I mean, if it becomes a social thing where it's always being passed around to parties, then maybe, but I doubt it. You know what I mean? Like kind of like drinking is, like where it's just like if you go out, like, well, everybody's drinking. All right, I'll have a martini.
Yeah. You know, I'll have like a glass of wine or whatever, but I'm also real conscientious of the fact that I got to drive home and be safe because I need to come home to my kid and my wife. Or if they're with me, I need to come home with my kid and my wife, because otherwise that's fucking tragic. And I've also got a lot more experience with alcohol and limits as opposed to, you know, like
weed.
Blazing up a J and then knowing when I'm okay to come home. Wait, did you say wait?
I said weed to try and get you to stop pausing and finish your goddamn sentence.
I'm tired. Fuck you.
I'm tired of waiting for you to finish your sentence.
I'll be brief.
And that's Tancast for this week. Oh, wait.
I played this game called...
Son of a bitch, I don't have time for another story. That's Tancast for this week. You're doing it like two assholes who won't sign off the fucking podcast.
Gods Among Us. It's a DC fighting game.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up!
It's like Mortal Kombat with...
Shut up!
Superman and...
Shut up!
Joker and...
It was fun. It was fun. Superman would just destroy Green Arrow, though. Me and Roberto beat on each other.
Yes, shut but up. How was the game?
It was good.
End this!
Does
I have to go to work!
Does it allow network play?
I will kill you!
Xbox Live play, yeah.
No, how's the...
I hate you!
You know if the net code's okay? Like, how's latency? Is it something you and I could play?
Shut up!
We could.
Shut up!
Because I miss those times. No, those are good times. Let's reminisce about playing Tekken.
Up.
Soul Calibur series.
I hate you.
Remember, never trust a gay person. They have HIV. I'm not going to give it to you. I'm kidding.
Really?
Yes.
That wasn't your actual opinion.
This week I hate trying to think.
I'm fucking putting the ending credits over you trying to fucking slow down this end of the show. We're done. We're done. Wrap it up.
Especially if you're going to be blasting a Craigslist lay in the butt.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TanCast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TanCast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TanCast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TanCast.
Oh crap, we didn't do 10 laughs. Let's do a 10 laugh.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you guys. 10 laughs!
Okay, this 10 laugh is sent in by Chelsea. What's the difference between a tuna and a piano? You can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna. Nailed it! See you next time.